And the next speaker is Adley Wickham, and he's going to speak about authoring books with R Markdown.
So, good morning, everyone. So, unfortunately, I'm filling in for Yihui, and I made possibly the slightly ill-advised decision of telling Yihui that I was not going to look at the slides before I presented them. So I'm going to be doing a slide karaoke. I'm going to be presenting to you these slides to you. I have never seen them before. So I think it's either going to be really good or it's going to be really terrible. But either way, I hope it will be entertaining. And you'll notice the small spelling of my, misspelling of my name there. So to begin, Yihui is very sorry that he cannot be here today. Unfortunately, he had some visa difficulties thanks to the US government. He can return to the US, but he's just slightly delayed, unfortunately. So he's very sorry not to be here. And I'm sure I'm not going to do as good a job at presenting these GIFs as Yihui would. So how many of you have heard of Bookdown before? How else? A lot of you already. So the genesis of Bookdown, and let me quickly read the slide, is basically, I think, Yihui wrote these bullet points referring to himself, but I think these pretty much refer to me as well. Like, I've written a few books now. Writing books is currently a pretty painful process. And when you've completed writing a book, it's pretty expensive. You spend all of this time and energy writing a book, and then like a publishing company makes a whole lot of money off of it, and you make a small amount of money, and everyone who wants to buy that book has to pay a lot of money. They're also like, books are like fundamentally limited, right? They're just printed out pieces of paper, and there's so much more we want to be able to do when you're learning R or when you're teaching something. You want to be able to do more than just give people a static printed out thing. And you know, and again, this paper is great for long-term archival, but it is also like really hard to update it quickly. Like, ideally, we want to do, especially with AHA, we want to do better than having like 8 years between a release when absolutely everything has changed with the book. And also, again, like writing a, like my experience personally is writing a book in public, where everything is available, you can see everything that happens during the writing process, is an absolutely fantastic experience. So first of all, it keeps you motivated, and second of all, it helps get all of these great contributions from the entire community, not just a small number of people. So the goal of Bookdown, which hopefully will be this slide. Oh. So this is a big problem, right? I don't know why you're giving up, but you clearly are. So it's just like the process of writing a book feels exhausting, right? Just the idea that you might sit down and write a book. And this makes me think of, it's the same idea, like when you think about writing a package, an R package, you're like, oh my God, that's so much work. And that sort of led to the genesis of the DevTools package. Like, how can we make this as absolutely as easy as possible? So if you want to write a book, you can do it. And I'm going to guess there's going to be an amusing animated GIF here. So I'll just let you enjoy that. And so instead, we need to stop that, and we need to come up with a process that is much more enjoyable. So you don't want to be like this experience where you're like building a LaTeX book, and it's just the most incredibly terrible experience. So maybe instead of using LaTeX, you could use Word. And, oh, here we go. So Word makes everything, it makes it easy for you to get started, right? But at some point you get to a level of content where it's just utterly frustrating. I really think I could probably just display these slides and not say anything and the talk would be just as good, but. So what about Markdown? You're probably familiar with using Markdown for reports. And it's just so easy, right? So obviously, if you're going to write a book with Markdown, you need a little bit of scaffolding. You need some help. For some reason, these GIFs are only displaying. Oh, that's sad. I guess there. So imagine in your head that there's a really amusing GIF here, which is not, unfortunately, loading. So you're familiar with Markdown, right? So one problem, with one drawback for using Markdown to write a book is that Markdown is really designed for kind of small scale, like individual documents. And there's sort of bits missing that are really useful. And one thing that's really great about our Markdown, and again, clearly we'd have an awesome animated GIF here that is not loaded, that our Markdown, because it combines Markdown with a programming language, gives you kind of unlimited control. Like, because you can write R code which can do anything, which can put anything into your book, you have a huge, there's just this sort of massive scope of things you can do. And that was basically how I started writing the R for Data Science book. I was writing it all in R Markdown because I'm just a passionate believer in writing in R Markdown because it makes your life so much easier than writing in LaTeX. And you also have this huge advantage that with LaTeX, basically you can make a PDF and that's it. But with R Markdown, you can make a PDF, you can make a website, you can make an EPUB, whatever you can imagine, you can transform it using Markdown. And once you add an R to that equation, now you've added in a programming language, you can start kind of automating the common problems. And that's the idea of Bookdown. Like, how can you, what R code do you need in order to make it as easy as possible to write a book? And I am going to quickly figure out what is up with this internet, so. Well, we seem to, so that looks okay. So I'm just going to try refreshing this presentation and we'll cross our fingers that we will get something. So we'll just, you can relive the first few moments of this presentation as these GIFs load, and I will freestyle talk about Bookdown. Here we go. So the goal of Bookdown, like I think the goal of R Markdown and the goal of Shiny is basically to make you look awesome. So like when you create like your first Shiny app and you show it to your boss and you're like, hey, I'm a web developer now. Like, how can we provide tools that let you take what you already know about R and just make it look like you are absolutely amazing? So we're the guy in the background with the umbrella. So I'm going to give you a demo, I guess, of what this looks like. I am going to show you. Let me show you a book that I've written using Bookdown. So this is the R for Data Science book that I'm working on with Garrett. So this is what a Bookdown book looks like. It just looks like a regular website. You get all this stuff for free. You get navigation, so you can jump around the book. You can even search. Factors. What did I talk about strings as factors? Well, it's in here somewhere. And so what does this book look like? This is the result of the book, right? This is what happens when you render a Bookdown doc. You get a website. What's the source of that? Well, we can go to my GitHub. So this book, as I mentioned earlier, is completely open. So not only is this the result available for free on the web, but you can also dig in and see what the source looks like. Can you guys read that okay? So there's a few. So let's just pick one of these files. Let's just pick one that's hopefully finished. I think Garrett wrote date time, so it's pretty good. So this is an R Markdown document, which has kind of like a reasonable default rendering on GitHub. But let's look at the raw view just so you can see exactly what it looks like. Right, this is just your standard R Markdown document. So each individual chapter is an R Markdown document, and then Bookdown basically allows you to stitch all these together into a cohesive whole. So if we go back, there are a couple of files in here that you don't find normally in a collection of Markdown documents. So for example, here is this bookdown.yaml file. And this here, I've basically, by default, Bookdown will take slurp together all of the R Markdown documents in a directory alphabetically ordered. So one way to organize them is to just say, like, chapter title, 2-chapter title. Here I've done this by hand, which gives me a little bit more control. And that's basically it. And once you've done this, and I think there's one other, and set up an output.yaml file, which here just tells so Bookdown comes with some rendering engine. So for example, here I'm saying I want to render it to the Git book view. That's the view I just showed you based on this open source Git book website template. I've configured it a little bit. You can see while I absolutely loathe like sharing buttons with like Facebook and Twitter and stuff on a page, so I've turned those off, and I've got a little bit of custom CSS to suppress various things. But once you've done this, once you've configured a directory in this way, RStudio will detect that you have a Bookdown document, and then you can just work with it. You can, like, when you knit the document, Command Shift K or Control Shift K, or you can press Command Shift B or Control Shift B to build the entire book. It just works naturally, like you're working with any other R Markdown document. One other cool thing that you can do, hopefully I'm not going to run ahead of myself and these awesome animated GIFs. So let me just quickly check that I've covered everything here. So you start with R Markdown documents. Each R Markdown document is a chapter, and then Bookdown provides some tools to, you know, do things like figure and table numbering. That's really useful for books, for cross references, indexes, and references. And what's really cool is because it's not just LaTeX, you're not just making a PDF, you can also embed interactive things like widgets or Shiny apps. If you're rendering to something that's not HTML, Bookdown is automatically going to take a screenshot and put that in the final PDF document. So obviously, if you hand someone a PDF, you cannot have an interactive web application embedded in that. Shiny does the next best thing and takes a screenshot. So I should show you one little aspect of that on the Alpha Data Science. So one thing I did when attempting to talk about, I need to clear this now. When teaching people how to use regular expressions, I wrote like a little custom HTML widget that, hopefully where I remember this is. Oh, I guess I've broken that, so I am not going to show you that example. But so you can develop your own HTML widgets and they'll get automatically embedded in the book unless you've screwed something up like I clearly have. So I've shown you this Gitbook style. So this is from an open source website template called Gitbook. It's responsive, so it works well on mobile as well. And you can, it's got nice themes. You can edit it and have a link that goes to GitHub. So you might run into issues that you don't understand. And if that happens, don't give up. Instead, file an issue on GitHub. And Yihui is still actively working on this project, so please feel free to ask us questions. So there's only really one thing to remember, which is the Bookdown site, which unsurprisingly is at bookdown.org. One thing, the first book on bookdown.org is a book written using Bookdown that teaches you how to write Bookdown books. We also have a collection of other books that people have written using Bookdown. Obviously, looking at the source code for other people's books is a great way of learning and adapting on your own. Our Alpha Data Science book is up there. Roger Peng's working on an R program for data science. We've got efficient R programming by Colin Gillespie and Robin Lovelace. We've got some more esoteric ones like geostatistics with R in Polish and practical biometrics. The practice of biometrics, in Czech. And Yihui also has a book that looks really exciting that is about writing R code in Chinese. So one thing that I think is really a surprise and it made me really happy is, like, we have not officially announced Bookdown in any way yet, but there's clearly this pent-up need. People in the R community really, really want to write awesome books. And people seem to be able to do it, even though we have not really told anyone about it. People are already writing these great books and in all sorts of different languages. So I think that is the last slide. And I believe Yihui has put this deliberately to provoke the RCAT ladies. So thank you. We have a time for a couple of quick questions. If you'd like to go to the microphones, that would be, Julie's gonna bring the microphone around. Just stick up your hand if you've got a question, and we'll try and get you a microphone.
Do you know if you can modify this with the Gitbook editor?
You cannot modify this with the Gitbook editor, as far as I know.
Fair enough.
Got a question up here, Julie? I suggested we should have got the Stanford track team to run the microphones.
Hi. Around, so yeah, really great work. But is there any like disk-based requirements for the hosting? Or
so you can if you want to like host the book. I forgot to mention that. That's a really good question. If you build it in RStudio, you can actually publish it from RStudio to bookdown.org, and we will host it for you. You can also for Alpha Data Science. I have like a Travis script that's a little bit more complicated that builds it. If you want to look at that, you can just see my Travis YAML, and basically I build it and then I uploaded it to S3. So it's really, really easy to host. It's just static files, so you can put it wherever you like, and we've tried to make that easy if you want to use bookdown.org.
One last question.
Okay. Thank you.
So thanks, Adela, again.